entertaining and informative.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Great song. In the movie I was in, Inside Man, the true story about the Gemini Lounge, Danny Yeh movie, when I played the cousin, Dracula. And they use this song kind of like the way you use the Cream song, I guess, in Goodfellas. It's a great song. It is a great morning, 6:52, my last day at the age of 56. And, you know, I think a lot about my prior birthdays, and I go back to one very special birthday. And when I say special, it's because of the circumstances. Let me take you back to the COVID days. So my birthday comes April the 19th, and there's nowhere to go because everybody closed because of Andrew Cuomo's horrible job, and whoever else, but de Blasio, all these idiots that shut down the city, shut down the country, shut down the world, when, as I told you from day one, I was even more adamant than Bernie, the whole thing was a sham. Yes, people did die, I'm sorry. Most of them were old, had comorbidities, were fat, heart problems. Very few young, healthy people died, but that didn't mean I could celebrate my birthday at a place I wanted to. So here's how I did it. I called Mike Sullivan, and I said, look, we want Brennan and Carr. They make the best roast beef in the world on the corner of Nostrand and Avenue U. But I couldn't go inside. They were closed. So he says, come to the parking lot, pick up your food, and my brother Thomas is going to greet you in the parking lot. So we show up. At the time, we still had our Denali. It was a big truck. And it's me, Danielle, Ava, and Gabe. And sure enough, in a very desolate area in Brooklyn, nobody was outside, it was COVID, Thomas Sullivan comes outside of Brennan and Carr with about 10 bags of food, literally 10 bags of food, cheese beefs, beef broth, fries, mozzarella sticks, you name it. And then the coup de grace, a big, beautiful birthday cake. So even during the worst of times during COVID, my friend Tom Sullivan made sure I enjoyed my birthday. I think it was my 52nd birthday. Tomorrow I'll be 57. With that said, here he is, my dear friend Thomas Sullivan. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Howard.
I'm sure you...
Then
say that again. Your phone is kind of breaking up.
It seemed like forever ago that was, 5 years ago in the parking lot.
Right, but you and Mike ended up making it a pretty nice birthday considering the circumstances. So the day before my next birthday, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was like going to a tailgate, you know. You had a couple of people over there eating in the car. You had the back open to your truck to give us a little shelter. And we had some blankets around our shoulders. And
your brother Mike.
Well, listen, but you said it. You got to make the best of it, right? Even though we may not have what was going on at the time was pretty interesting times in our life. That, you know, stories you could tell your kids, and your son Gabe was there. He got to experience it, and but this is what you do, right? You make the best of it, and that's what you and your family did, and we tried to accommodate you guys.
Yeah, your brother Michael just sent me a nice picture of you and I from the parking lot from that day. He sent to me, sent it to me just now. So, you know, Sunday morning I woke up, Thomas, and, you know, I unveiled my theory on Twitter. I did a video about how I thought the United States was clearly in on this Iran attack. In fact, I went as far as saying they choreographed the whole thing, which a lot of people found blasphemous. They were horrified. How can you say that? But now more and more people are coming to my defense. But you told me on Sunday you had your own theory about Iran. What would that be?
Well, let me take a half a step back. So I don't have my own theory. The problem is when you don't act decisively and quickly, you leave it up for subject, and then everybody's got to come up with their theory to figure out why this happened or didn't happen, right? So in my case, I know the way you're taught, right? I had the privilege of going to the United States Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania for 2 years. And there's no doubt that when certain scenarios arise, you already have predetermined plans on how you're going to strike, what you're going to strike with, and what targets you've already selected. So when that doesn't happen, it leaves it up to question. Now you got the public questioning and everybody coming up with a theory. And so back to what I was saying, it's not my theory. And we go back to Ronald Reagan. What would Ronald Reagan have done? And I would tell you now that there would be 7 ships laying at the bottom of the Iranian harbor. You know, they got about 5 frigates, which are pretty darn good, to be honest with you. And they got about 3 or 4 Corvette style, right? No aircraft carriers, no battleships, no missile destroyers per se. But that would have been the first target. Why? Minimize civilian casualties, extremely costly in both money and loss of capability on the Iranian Navy, which are, by the way, harassing ships and seizing ships out in the open waters there. So it's either the seaport or the airfields. Now, why that wasn't done, this is why you leave it up. Does Israel not have the capability? I would beg to differ that they sure do have that ability to knock out those facilities. So you don't want to lose the will of the people by, you know, human suffering, taking out, you know, water and bridges and things of that, the electric power plants. And I hear some people, some pretty smart people, talking about attacking the nuclear facility. That would be global condemnation on a scale you couldn't possibly imagine. So why, for the love of God, they didn't attack, you know, military targets where you know there's military people and minimal civilian casualties to none? I just don't get it.
I agree. And by the way,
I agree. Attack.
Yeah. And by the way, just yesterday, Hezbollah up in the north attacked not one but 2 Israeli military targets. This is Thomas Sullivan. He's running once again in New York's 23rd District for Assembly. He won last time, but Stacey Amato and her mother cheated and they stole it from him. And, you know, as you're talking specifically about the ships and all the weaponry, I'm going to myself, this guy, he knows all this stuff. He served in Iraq. He served in Afghanistan. He served in Kuwait. What the hell does Stacey Amato do? She goes to Lenny's, sits there with Areola and talks about how horrible people like Curtis and Sid Rosenberg are. You served this country. You saved lives at the World Trade Center. And I know you got cheated that last election, just like Trump feels, just like Carrie Lake feels. Does that fuel you to really go out and kick some ass this November?
No, that's exactly what has been done. And we've been extremely busy. You know, last night I was out in Baldwin, Long Island, at the Nassau Spring committee meeting there. You had 350 Republicans led by Joe Cairo. Weeks before that, I was in Staten Island meeting Mike Riley, who offered to help me out. Weeks before that, it was Lester Chang in Brooklyn. And then I get all these questions. What am I doing in Brooklyn, in Staten Island, in Nassau County? I said, I'm going anywhere and everywhere I can gain support from my fellow Republicans that will do that. And, you know, Joanne Areola is certainly helping me on this go around. I know you'll be pleased to hear that. She's been a big help, and I'll be with her Saturday. I need you to know that. There were different times. So, and I will be with Joanne this Saturday. We're doing a little community project there in Bell Harbor, actually. up on the seawall. So, and then I'll head to Broad Channel for the opening of the sports day there. They do an amazing job there, the Broad Channel Athletic Association, and they'll have their opening day parade. So we're out every night. So, you know, whether it's Baldwin, Long Island last night, as well as Belmore, I had my own event in Belmore at American Legion last night. I am building the team, building the coalition, gaining support. And listen, a win for me in here in Queens is a win for all Republicans in Albany. We have to break this supermajority up there.
Agreed.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Did you raise the flag at Cali's on Sunday? Tommy kept telling me about that, but I had a big thing with Dove Hanky.
No, not yet. That'll be on Flag Day.
Oh, Flag Day. Okay. Because
that'll be coming up.
Okay. I was with Dove Hanky on Sunday night thinking about you and talking about Dove Hanky. I remember how excited you were a couple of years ago when I put Dove in touch with you. And Dove is a huge Thomas Sullivan fan. And we know there's a lot of Jewish people in Queens. And we can make sure that Thomas Sullivan gets the Jewish vote. That'll be huge, and I mean huge, for your campaign. So I know you've got a special place in your heart for Dove Hikind.
No, listen, I went up to Whitestone last week to hear him speak, and I've been other places, and he's been back and forth to Israel. We've been texting. And I'm proud to say now, after about a year and a half now, that I can call him my friend. I've been to his home. We've broken bread together. We've had one-on-one discussions, meaningful discussions. We've gone through that book, the book that he's put together, unbelievable book. And we've shared a lot about each other's experiences and certainly political views and where we stand and how we got here today. And, you know, I admire him. It wasn't easy what he did, but I will tell you this, you know, just because he's reached out to me and he's said some kind words about me and he's willing to show support for somebody who supports Israel and the Jewish people in the community, the hate that he's been getting by some of these people is shameful. That's not what I know. And some of it's coming from the Jewish community. That's not what I know of the Jewish people.
No. Listen, Tom.
You could be disappointed.
Nope. They're vicious. They are vicious. Jews are their own worst enemies. I say that all the time. I'm as proud of Jewish guy as they come, just like Dove. Jews are their own worst enemies. I got 2 minutes to go. I got to get to something important. Look,
sure.
We know what we're dealing with here on the Queens side. You live in in Breezy Point. I live in Bell Harbor. We know we're dealing on the Brooklyn side, Mill Basin, that whole Kings Plaza area, and that is this illegal crisis. It's a mess. And Curtis keeps telling me that there's more tents going up. There's 2,000 now. There may be 3,000 now. You're going to meet with Joanne, and I'm really happy that Joanne is helping you. You're my brother, so I'll give her credit for that. But the truth is, she's done a horrendous job through this whole illegals crisis. She's done nothing. She hired bad attorneys, went to D.C. and wasted taxpayer money. She's done nothing. It's actually getting worse. How can Thomas Sullivan help us in Brooklyn and Queens with this mess?
Well, number one is getting elected. You know, that's right. the first and foremost of, right. of everything. Otherwise, I'm just another voice out there on the corner of Avenue U and Flatbush, right. trying to get your message across to the people. People really have to understand the situation over there. Floyd Bennett Field is so bad. So here's something I learned, right? Because I see forklifts, I see construction materials, I see all kinds of, so I jump right to the assumption that we're building more tents, right?
We are.
More people, more tents. So somebody gave me a call and they said, look, that's not accurate. There's not more tents. It's they're building better tents, more resilient tents.
Stop it right there. When you say somebody what? Gave you a call, you're going to have to out that was Joanne, right? Just be honest.
Huh?
Was that Joanne?
No. It was okay. Somebody else, another civic leader, to straighten that out. And I said, you know, I don't know if that makes me feel better. Well, I do know it doesn't make me feel better that they're building something more permanent. I just also found out veterans got $5 million across New York State for veteran events. And I was an American, 104-year-old American VFW post. That needed a lot of work. And a council woman said, we can give you $5,000. That place needed $500,000. Mm. They're putting $14 million into Floyd Bennett Field, where our priorities are shot. This is not an easy pill to swallow for the veteran community. They don't ask much. You know, I'm a representative of the veteran community as the commander of a local post. I go to my meetings up in Albany with the Department of New York. They don't ask for a whole lot. It really is amazing. They just ask for a little help so they can help their fellow veterans. And they're throwing tens of millions of dollars of non-citizens. And when I tell you I go up to these places, I see 98-year-olds wheelchair-bound. I see young soldiers wheelchair-bound veterans. And the money is not flowing in. This is absurd to be seeing what's happening with the irresponsible spending of New York State and U.S. taxpaying citizens, money being spent. We're all compassionate about it. Make no bones about it, but the priorities are lost, and they've created this disaster up in the White House.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the veterans. I don't have compassion. Call me a bad guy the day before my birthday. I'm sick of it. I really am. I'm sick of seeing homeless people who I never liked before, by the way. Now I love them. Eating off the streets. They're Americans. I'm sick of seeing veterans being treated poorly like you just talked about. So I don't have a lot of compassion. I really don't. They should be back where they came from and not here. That's not our responsibility. And the mayor goes on and on how dignified we are. I don't want to be dignified, okay? I want to be selfish. I want to take care of Brooklyn people, Queens people, veterans, homeless people. I don't need to save the freaking world. But hey, what can I tell you? Tom Sullivan, you're my choice. You're going to be Brooklyn and Queens' choice. You're going to win that election. You won it last time. We're going to make sure they don't steal it from you this time. That is a great, great appearance this morning. You know I love you, Thomas. Thank you so much.
Hey, take care. Happy birthday tomorrow if I don't talk to you in person.
All right, thank you. There he is, running in District 23. If he's not your choice, folks, your priorities are really effed up. Talking about priorities, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, save lives. And he cares. Amato, she don't care. Tom Sullivan cares. All the Sullivans care.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.